much of any of an extra advantage do you have having been there, having seen them, having practiced against them, being so familiar with them?
Obviously, you know, we've played against each other for many years in OTAs and practices, and obviously I've seen a lot of things from him, but I don't know if we have an advantage. I mean, I think, you know, we just watch the film on what he does, and obviously, you know, Jim Bob Cooter, you know, the new office coordinator, were with us last year, you know, kind of changed some things up a little bit here and there, but, you know, I know one thing about them, you know, being, is it 1-3 now, I know they're gearing to play us, and I know Caldwell's talking to those guys and explaining what's really at stake, you know, for their team and what's at stake going into Detroit. Obviously, it's a home game for them, and they'll be amped up, so I know we got to bring our A game.
What are your emotions like, you know, heading back there?
It's going to be surreal. You know, obviously, I gave 5 good years there in Detroit, not just to the team, but to the city of Detroit, the community with my foundation, and to be able to get back there and just show my appreciation to the fans and the people, you know, the community of Detroit. You know, Detroit's my second home. You know, this is where I kind of laid my foundation out of my career at the Left Tennessee. So it'd be good to get back out there.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz is also, you know, spent some time there too. You know, how big of a difference do you see in him as a coordinator versus seeing him as a head coach?
Well, obviously the responsibility is a little bit different now that you're coordinating. You know, he's been a coordinator before, but you know, he's a real mellow guy. You know, he expects a lot out of his players, and you know, the accountability is at an all-time high, you know, when it comes to him and his defense. And as you can see, the things are kind of gelling together right now pretty well. And, you know, we hold ourselves accountable to make sure it stays that way. And, you know, he does a great job putting us in position to succeed and to make plays. And things are going good so far.
Do you expect a little extra juice from him?
You know, what's crazy is he hasn't brought it up. He hasn't talked about it at all. You know, he hasn't really mentioned anything about, you know, his previous time there. But maybe inside he probably feels it, but he won't let it out until after the game. But I know we have a good game plan, and he's putting us in position to succeed on Sunday, so we're looking forward to it.
Do you think the fact that he was there before with Buffalo, that kind of like takes some of the steam, I guess, out of this?
I don't know. He's been back, and I know he had a nice house out there and, you know, whatnot. But, you know, obviously it's his first head coaching job was Detroit, and, you know, I'm sure it holds a special memory in his mind, you know, being that it was his first head coaching job. And hopefully one day he'll be a head coach again. But, you know, to get back out there again, you know, hopefully the fans are forgiven. You know, I know he did a good job as far as, you know, getting us to the playoffs and trying to, you know, take on an 0-16 team and turning them around. So, you know, it'll be good to get back out there and see what, you know, how it goes.
Was the main reason why you ended up signing him following Jim?
Sorry,
you've already been asked that.
No, actually I haven't. I'll say, yeah. You know, to be honest, I was, you know, 10 years in the league. And, you know, I was pretty good with my career where I was at, and, you know, just kind of waiting for the good opportunity to present itself. And, you know, he called me with, you know, Howie Rosenberg and you know, and kind of, you know, told me what they had going on here and what they're trying to do. And, you know, just looking at the roster, watching them preseason game while I was at home, I was able to see, you know, the pieces that they had here and the direction they were going. And the pieces are here. I'm real surprised, to be honest, to see how young this team is and how much, you know, spirit they have and how much, you know, ambition they have to succeed. And every day we come out here, we prepare. These guys are amped up and ready to go. And I think Coach Schwartz inherited a good team and brought some good pieces over here to help this defense succeed.
What's the adjustment like for you? You know, you're in a limited role. You don't start. Has that been an adjustment for you?
It has. You know, I've started, you know, basically 9 to 10 years of my career. You know, but, you know, for him, I know, you know, whatever it takes to win at this point. You know, I've accomplished a lot in this league. I've done it, you know, I've done it for many, many years, and I can still do it, but obviously, you know, there's some good young talent here, and Jordan and Bradham and those guys that are very good players, that are young and up-and-coming players, and I'm happy to help them any way I can, and if my number's called, I'll definitely go out there and do what I've always done, run around and make plays, but it's their time now, and I respect that and what these guys are doing and preparing every week, and so if they need me, I'm there to play, but right now I'm there to back them up.
Thank you.